It is the first of our talking point review shows. It's Dan Morgan with Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. And while there's no football, we thought we'd review a thing, or rather a name, on everyone's lips, and that is Dominic Szoboszlai. Apologies in advance, because you'll probably get about five different pronunciations of Dominic's name during this show, as ever. But we're all getting to grips with the player, we're all getting to grips with the pronunciation, and we're all getting to grips with his impact at Liverpool Football Club. I think it's only right, Sean, before we get to him more directly, to start with a little bit more indirect conversation around the pre-season and Liverpool's start in the season that Szoboszlai has impacted on. But let's just start in the summer. So, you know, comparisons to last summer, we get two number eights in very early, as opposed to doing Darwin Núñez, who was signed on the 14th of June and what was essentially being done. There was obviously the Tchouaméni thing, but it never really got off the ground. So Liverpool have been quite firm in terms of their business around that position. McAllister was briefed early on and we thought he was coming in. Szoboszlai is another one who takes people by surprise, but like McAllister, I'd say he's not your sort of pigeonholed one positional player. I think the idea for Liverpool during the summer is that they wanted players, particularly in those two, who could maybe do a multitude of things for the team and give them more avenues with and without the ball. Four friendlies before the Shield last summer. You pick up on the level of opposition being much lower this season. Last season, it was United, Palace and the two Red Bull clubs. Now, they're four big tests, really, for the side. And then the last thing, really, is the logistics. The European camp comes first this summer, Singapore second, in terms of planning. And also no World Cup to plan for, so season starts a week later than the 6th of August. The other thing to note with this, when you're looking back to last summer, the Shield's being played in July. Like, that's how sort of discombobulated the whole thing was. So it feels like, from the outside looking in, they'll be much happier with, firstly, the recruitment in that position with the player, but also, you know, just the manner in which they were able to plan a pre-season for him and themselves